Hello, listeners, and welcome to All Things Hospitality, the field of serving guests and creating experiences. Hi, I am your host, Darlene Horn, and I am so happy to have you join me for this session. This is actually the first podcast of this series. So what I would like to do for this first podcast is to tell you a little bit about myself and to share a story of an experience I had as a young woman. Now, one of my goals in talking about all things hospitality is to share skills that are beneficial for working in this field. So this particular experience that I had as a young 20-year-old exposed me to a particular skill that I had that I actually didn't know I had, which is essential for working in this field. And that is the skill of communication. So what I would like to do is just tell you a little bit about myself. And what I want to do is start with when we moved to Hickory. I was actually born in D.C., myself and my sisters and brothers, and my dad and my stepmom brought us to Hickory when I was 10 years old. So we moved to Hickory from D.C. So one other thing about this experience, it was actually a turning point in my life, and it was in 1985. I was 21 years old, so I went ahead and gave away my age, so and that is just fine. But I was 21 years old, and my nana and grandpa were going to have their 50th wedding vow renewal at that time in D.C. So my mom, my dad, and my little brother and I went to D.C. In 1985 to be a part of that. So at this point, I want to tell you a little bit about, give you a little insight about how I was as a person at that time in my life. Some of you may be able to relate to that. I was painfully shy at that time. I had always been, all the way up until, in my 20s. I was painfully shy, and I was insecure and very timid. And even though I lived in D.C. with my cousins, and I've experienced them for years, and when we moved here at 10, we would go back and forth during the summers for reunions. So I was around them quite a bit. I was always uncomfortable. I was always that quiet one around a very boisterous family. My father's family, they're all very boisterous, very outspoken, opinionated, and so I really stood out as a quiet, timid little one. And I also remember one of my cousins, when I did live in D.C. at 10, she's a year younger. So I remember being 9 and she was 8, and I was always intimidated by her. Now, of course, at age 9, I didn't know what that meant. I knew that later in life. But looking back, I realized I was always intimidated by my cousin. Kind, sweet girl. She was, however, very outspoken, and she spoke her mind. And I thought, wow, it always impressed me, but it also I felt intimidated by that as well. And then the other thing I remember during that time was whenever we would go back to D.C. for reunions, whenever we were at a park or at my nana's house or cousin's house, my parents would do this one particular little thing to kind of help things out with myself and my siblings, because they were laid back and quiet too. What my parents would do is they would find a spot, even if we were at a park, and they would sit there or at my nana's house on the couch, and they would always have room for us to come sit down as well beside them, because they knew how awkward we felt and how quiet we were. And so to help us feel a little bit more comfortable, they would find a spot, like on a couch, my mom and dad, and they would just kind of motion for us to come over and have a seat so we wouldn't stand out as much. So they were really doing that to try to help so we wouldn't feel so uncomfortable. So this particular event, when we went for my nana and grandpa's vow renewal, we were in D.C. and we were at my nana's house, and we were preparing for the ceremony. So one of my aunts did, she paired us up, the cousins up in twos. So we all had a pair that we were sitting with, and we were decorating a fruit plate. And I was paired up with my cousin. I'm not going to say his name, but one of my cousins who is so cool and so confident. absolutely loved this cousin of mine. And so I was happy to be paired up with him, except he was a little annoyed. As we were working on the fruit plate, I was sitting there and I was being very awkward, just very shy. And I can pick up on the fact that he felt annoyed. I could pick up that he was rolling his eyes and kind of sighing. It's almost like he was thinking, why on earth did she put me with this freak? I mean, I could almost pick up on that. It was very awkward. So we were there decorating this plate, and I remember there was a moment where I kind of let my guard down for the first time. And it was a moment of vulnerability on my part. So I just remember I sat there because I could sense how he was feeling. And I kind of giggled and I shook my head. And I remember saying, I'm so sorry. I said, I'm so sorry. I am so terrible at decorating. I'm just not creative at all. I'm so sorry about that. And I remember saying that. And in that moment, it was almost like that vulnerability on my part changed the atmosphere because his attitude changed in that moment. And I almost feel like he was shocked to hear me say anything because I just never really said anything. So I believe in that moment he was shocked. And it kind of relaxed the whole atmosphere. So I remember him, feeling better about it. And I remember him saying, you know what, don't worry about it. We'll do this together. You do this part, I'll do that part. And it kind of eased everything up. What I believe was that in that moment when I was being vulnerable, I feel like it was literally a setup for what was going to happen just a few hours later. So a few hours later, we did go to the vow renewal, and we were at the reception getting ready for all the guests and the wedding party to come in. And one of my aunts approached me and asked if I would announce the wedding party. Now, I did not know what announce the wedding party meant. First of all, I had no idea what that meant. I really didn't understand what she meant by that. And I was also surprised that she would ask once she explained it because she'd never really heard me talk either. I'd always been, kind of in the background. But I mean, I didn't understand. I was shocked, but I did say that I would do that. So what she did was she gave me the list. She explained to me what to do. She gave me the list. She said, as soon as the music started, everybody's going to be seated, about 100 people, just stand in the front of the room. She's going to give me a mic, stand in front of the room, and when I hear the music, I can go ahead and start announcing the couples as they walk through the door. Okay. All I can say is, the minute I stood in front of those 100 people with a microphone in my hand and started to speak, that very moment, everything changed. The only way I know how to explain it, and I've said this before, it felt like my life went from black and white to color. I literally was standing in front of 100 people with a mic, and I felt like I was at home. I felt completely comfortable right where I was. I was engaging, funny. It was amazing to me. And I couldn't believe it. I was a different person in that moment. And even in that moment, I think about that scene, and I know some of you have seen this movie before, Diary of a Mad Black Woman, where Helen says, in the one scene, she says, old Helen is gone. Well, of course, that was years ago, so this movie wasn't out. But when I think about it now, that's what I think about. Old Darlene was gone, and in that moment, I have found my voice. So that is my story, and it meant a lot to me, and it changed my life in a moment. In a moment's time, my life changed. And then there was two little nuggets from that event that happened. It was almost like a God wink to me during that time. One was that right after I spoke and gave the mic back to my aunt, she actually gave it to my cousin, the cousin that I was referring to earlier that I felt very intimidated by. She gave the mic back to her so that she could announce for the tables to go ahead and start walking over to start serving food and going to, to the food tables. And nobody responded. So nobody got up, nobody moved. It's almost like they didn't hear. And then my aunt gave the mic back to me. And that was just a validation. It just felt like a validation because she gave the mic back to me and everybody responded immediately and started going over to the food tables. But the other thing that really stood out was back at my Nana's house when we all went back to my house and everyone was up socializing, they were laughing, having fun, the way I'd always seen my family do for years. I'd always seen them do that. The only difference was I was actually there with them, standing in the middle of the floor, talking to my cousins, laughing, having a fun time. And I remember looking over, and there was my mom and dad. They were sitting on the couch with my sisters and brothers, and they motioned for me to come because they had a spot over there for me. And in that very moment, I will never forget it. I just looked at them, I shook my head, and I said, "You know what? I'm okay. I'm okay." And I have never looked back. So that is my story, and I wanted to share that with you. And the reason I did was because I think about that skill of communication that was in that very moment came into my life that I nurture and I never take for granted. And also that skill of being able to engage a guest effectively, listening and communicating their needs is an important asset in the field of hospitality. So I want to leave you with that. I want to thank each and every one of you for listening. My hope is to be able to hear from the listeners themselves. I look forward to hearing from the listeners, from you all. And I thank you for being a part of my first podcast. And please look forward to hearing more about all things hospitality and other stories. I invite you to the table of hospitality. You all be well, and we will talk soon. Bye.
Your number one internet radio station.
Exquisite Podcast Radio Network, www.eprn.us.
You've got to plug into EPRN. We've got the conversation, we've got the sports team, and our music and entertainment team brings podcasting to extremely new heights.
Listen in to EPRN.us. Press the app button on the site and download the EPRN app now. You'll be listening to shows in no time. Take us on the go with you. Our app is accessible on all mobile devices and tablets. Or you can just go to EPRN.us.
Your listening is worth your time.
Spend your time listening to an independently owned media network.
Tell a friend and listen in.
Exquisite Podcast Radio Network, EPRN.